Hi, and welcome to the Feel Better podcast. I'm your host, Roger Tuminari, and with me today is Raz from Revive Skin Medical Spa.
Hi.
Welcome.
Thank you.
So where are you guys located, first off?
We have a location right now in Mississauga.
Okay, so not too far from our studio.
Right, close to square one.
Close to square one, perfect. Okay, so can you tell our audience just at a very high level what you do at Revive?
We do a lot of basic laser treatments. We also do a lot of now wellness treatments, which includes IV therapy. We do Myers cocktail, which is full of vitamins. We do glutathione, vitamin C, which is great for skin rejuvenation, also for fatty liver. So there's a wellness aspect to a lot of the IVs. And also we do the new one that's called NAD, which really is called the Fountain of Youth. And it helps with DNA repair, takes you back a few years. I think Kim Kardashian and all of those, that gang is talking about it a lot.
Wow. Okay. So that's an IV.
Yes.
And it makes you younger. Is that fair to say? That's the idea.
Yeah,
it takes
years off your life. Exactly. But it also has a lot of other benefits as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Helps you have more energy for the day, helps you basically feel that you are maybe how you were if you're in your 40s, maybe how you felt like when you were in the 30s.
No,
this is the feedback
way
that we get. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how long does that take? You get strapped up to an IV?
Some
you
of
sit
the
in a
IVs
chair for...
can be anywhere from half an hour to 2 hours.
And how frequently should you be getting something like that?
IVs, depending on which one it is.
Something the Fountain of Youth. Let's talk about the Fountain of Youth.
Once every couple of weeks.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, on average, it's once every couple of weeks that you're getting the IVs.
So you feel young.
Yeah.
And then over time, you start to feel your age, and then you get
of
it
course.
Again. You feel young again.
Yeah.
And that's how it works.
Yeah. Exactly.
Wow.
Because we don't get the vitamins from our food and so forth. So people want more preventative medicine. They want to feel younger. They want to feel the energy that they had when they were younger, or they want to make sure they can prevent certain diseases. You know, we are, as we age, we are prone to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's. So these things help in that area.
So they're very preventative.
Yes.
Amazing.
I think after COVID, probably people started thinking a little bit more about their wellness. Things to boost the immune system and so forth, yeah.
Right, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Wow.
We're very popular in that. And also we've got over 20 years experience in hair loss treatments, which have changed over the years.
Did you just look at my head when you said that?
No, I didn't. it's there. It's available now.
We got to talk about hair loss treatment. So what does that entail?
Well, it entails a lot of different things. It's actually not just one fits all. So we do a variety of different things. After we've assessed the person, there's now stem cells, there's PRP, PRF. There's vitamins for the hair. So there's so many different types of treatments that we can have. This is before even any transplant surgeries, which is available based on our connections with the different disciplines and the different professionals that we have available for us.
So can those treatments like actually grow hair back?
Yes, they do
really?
Grow hair back. Yes, yes.
And it grows in the same way it used to grow?
Yes, of course, of course.
With the same glory?
Same growth, yes, exactly.
That it once
exactly.
had?
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
No way.
Yeah.
So, and it works?
It works. We've come a long way in that area. Yeah, actually, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't have to spend so much money on haircuts every week. I could just grow my hair back to its glorious state.
Exactly.
Of
exactly.
The afro I once had.
Exactly.
The afro my son
Depending
currently
has.
Depending
on how long you want it.
Yeah. that's great news. And where are you located? In Mississauga.
Like I said, Mississauga is close to square one.
That's
not
right.
Too far. It took me 20 minutes to get here.
That's so funny. Now you got me. I'm interested.
So
it was a skin clinic at first, but you seem to have migrated into more sort of a wellness space.
Yeah.
You've got the IVs, the hair treatments.
Yes, so we're more medical cosmetics now. We have moved into working with more doctors. We have family now that's in the profession, my daughter, my son-in-law. So we've moved into this area due to that fact. So working for me is now, we have, you know, nurses to doctors. So the clinic is more medical than it was when I first started 20 years ago.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's interesting. And you find that that's what people want.
That's the transition. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
I guess beyond the surface, right? Skin would have just been superficial for
even people who have been sick with, let's say, cancer, and they want to detoxify with the glutathione IV. We have a lot of those patients coming in as well. Yeah.
Wow. And so how many IV machines, like, is it one room with a bunch of chairs that people would sit in
exactly.
for the IV?
Yes, exactly. So we can have multiple guests or clients come in. Sometimes we have couples or friends who want to come together. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
So we create that environment for them. Yeah.
Like date night.
Yes, exactly.
IV date night?
Yeah. Yeah. That's what they call a Myers cocktail.
Oh,
go
really?
For your cocktail.
Really?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, cool.
That's the multivitamin. That gives you an energy boost.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's also called the hangover IV
because
it replenishes all the vitamins if someone has a hangover.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So how often should somebody be getting one of those?
Typically, it depends on each situation. What is it for? What age is the person? What is the concern? It depends. Yeah. That's what the consultation will determine.
Right.
Yeah.
And do people just sort of buy packages or they just purchase like a one-off
Usually it's
service?
A package because anything to do with the human body, it's a series of treatments.
Right.
Right. Just like when you go to the gym, you need to have a series of sessions in order
right.
to get your body where you want it to be. Right. Same idea. Yeah.
Amazing. Okay. So really interesting business model. How did you ever get into this kind of line of work?
I got into this, I was introduced to it with my original partner and thought I would be a good fit. So I had a clinic in Toronto. We did really well. And I realized that I have a passion for this. I really enjoyed it. And I love because the fact is it's always changing. So there's never a dull moment in this industry.
Yeah. Yeah. No, absolutely. And it must be incredibly fulfilling to you because you literally make people feel better.
Yeah.
It's nonstop all day. Like they're either getting treatments or they're getting an IV.
Absolutely.
And they're coming out feeling far better than they did when they came in.
Meet lots of new people. The clients become your friends, you know, and I'm a people person and I love
right.
that. Yeah. I meet lots of new people. I've just met you today.
That's
so it'll
right.
be great.
Yeah. No, this is fantastic. Yeah. And I could imagine in this room where everyone's on their IV drips, all the conversations that might be happening,
course.
Right? Because it sounds like it's a bit of
a
social vibe that you're creating.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. They bring their friends and they send referrals. So it's great. Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
And you're so close.
We're very close.
That's amazing. That's really good to know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So where do you see the business going in the next few years? Do you think that there's more technology that you're going to start to employ here that's being used elsewhere?
Yeah, we are always looking overseas what's available and what the parameters are within Canada. So, yeah, I do always, like I said, I have medical professionals overseas, so we're always talking. I'm planning to try and start visiting the different places because sometimes in Europe you have a little bit more advancements.
Right.
And so it's always good to stay on top of the new services. Yeah.
Right. And do those new services sort of have to be cleared or stamped by Health Canada before we implement them here?
Yeah. Everything does come here eventually. It's just a matter of time.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Very, very cool. Well, I'm super intrigued.
Yes.
Not just about the hair loss treatment, but the IVs as well. But for those folks who are listening and watching and they want to know more about you and the clinic, where should they go?
Well, they should go to look us up, Revive Skin Medical Spa. We have our website and there'll be more information at the bottom of this podcast with our phone number and details and give us a call. We offer free consultations. So you can meet with our doctors or you can meet with our nurses and we can go from there.
Sounds wonderful.
Yeah.
Raz, it was very nice to have you on the show.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for coming and thank you guys for watching. And we'll see you next time on the Feel Better podcast.
Thank you.
Bye for now.